Can you talk a little bit about how this whole experience over all these years you think has affected you and who you are, how you think, what you do?
Well, it hasn't stopped me from doing anything I want to do. So I'll tell you that. My therapy is not within a group. My therapy is to be outside. So I water ski, I snow ski, I hike, I walk 5 miles a day. I'll do whatever I can do. I play tennis. When I'm tired, I just, you know, relax. So as far as stopping me from that, no. I think I came out of the womb kind of tough, without meaning to be. I'm very blunt. What is in my head is usually on my tongue, as long as I know that it's not going to hurt anybody with what it is that I would say. So I'm not rough around the edges, but I'm very specific and I'm very strong. And what this experience has done to me is it has made me more strong. It has made me tougher. I think God doesn't give you what you can't handle. I think that it's definitely given me a ton of humility. I was brought up very well. I did not have a hard life. I had a blessed life with my sister and my parents. I traveled everywhere. And it's definitely given me more of a dose of humility than I thought that I would ever receive. And recently, it has made me more selfish. And I don't have a selfish bone in my body. But recently, it has made me more selfish. And I think that's got to do with my age, along with my experiences through my health.
Have you been in contact or talked to a lot of the patients at Dr. Vogel's office, or you kind of keep to yourself?
I keep to myself. Mostly my sister comes with me, and we, you know, do stupid things and chit-chat. I do, on occasion, speak to somebody, but I rarely start it up. I don't like to hear anybody else's problems. I don't need to hear anybody else's problems. And it's just, cancer to me is a very unique disease. It's the same word for everybody, but just like your fingerprint, it just manifests itself so differently. And it's kind of frustrating that, you know, there are no answers out there. It's very frustrating that you get a doctor to say, you make up your mind. It's your decision to make. And, you know, okay, with an abortion, I can see that, but give me something definite. So when I speak to another patient and they've got this and they've got that, and it's just, you know, I don't want to hear their mishigas. I don't want to hear. I keep to myself.
Anything you might say to a woman who's kind of just getting started with what you've already been through, particularly in terms of these last couple of years?
I would tell them, well, it's something to do. It's something to do. It's something to go through. You can't appreciate the good unless you've got some bad. To me, the glass is always, always, always full, half full, a quarter full. I don't care if there's that much in it. You know, just take it, relax, do what you need to do, just go for it.
Do you have any recollection of whether you had any symptoms or problems with the Avastin?
No. The only time I do have a tremendous reaction is when I get an injection of the Aranesp for my red blood cell count when I have the chemo. And then the next day, when I'm on that week delay, I will get an injection of Neulasta. Those two together, it could be that day or as many as 3 days out from me getting that, will give me incredible, incredible bone pain. To the point, and I'm a tough cookie, where I'm crying.
Where do you feel it?
You know how you feel your heartbeat?
Mm-hmm.
Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. The pain radiates, starting in my spine, to my entire body. Ba-boom, pain, ba-boom, pain, 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 like that. Lasts for about 4 hours to 5 hours is the most, to the point where I need to take hydrocodone. And then it hurts so badly, I'm laughing. Because it's hysterical that something can hurt so badly. It's ridiculous. And then I know it's going to go away. It goes away. So I just kind of chill.